And what brings you down here today?
Sure. My name is Josh Malik. I'm the Partnership Development Director for Fork Farms. We've been a partner with MPS as a school district for about 7 years in fresh food cultivation. We focus on indoor applications of hydroponic technology and engaging kids with the process of growing fresh food. One of the reasons we're here today is ReFlow is a fantastic partner. They supported our mission, and I think we're aligned in engaging children in green spaces. Our focus is primarily indoor, and I think that the projects that ReFlow is doing as far as the schoolyard redevelopments give kids a nice transition from indoor to outdoor and green experiences all year round, whether it's summer or in the winter in the classroom. Our big focus is engaging students with the process of growing fresh food, and the reason is we believe that there is an increase in positive perception of fresh food when students grow it themselves. Just like growing fresh food in your garden, in your backyard, we want to make that available to every student in the district. So this is a great way for us to exhibit that and share that with our school partners.
Cool. And so you're at Vincent with these vertical systems. Are you at other MPS schools as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're at about 20 MPS schools currently, and we'll be expanding this year due to a USDA grant. So we're really excited about that, to expand the partnership. It's our biggest school district as far as footprint for our company.
Are you Midwest based? Are you national? Or?
We are. We're based in Green Bay, Wisconsin. All of our manufacturing is done in the state of Wisconsin. I'm local here to Milwaukee. I live in Wauwatosa. We're very focused on this area, and it's where we grew up.
What are the opportunities and limitations if someone is a teacher or an administrator considering a system? Like, what kinds of things that they need to consider in order to make it successful?
I think the most important thing to consider is, what do you actually want to use the fresh produce to do, right? Oftentimes, we'll have classrooms who want to do monthly salad parties or a small farmer's market or share produce with the PTO. Oftentimes, we're actually working with food service to get that fresh produce on the lunch line. Each flex farm produces about 25 pounds of produce every 28 days.
Okay.
So it's a large amount of food, so you got to really think about what you want to do with it.
And then, do you tend to need a teacher partner who is committed to being the one who runs that as a lab over the course of the year? Or, like, how do you make sure that there's, like, operation and maintenance considerations of the thing once it's been acquired?
That's a fantastic question. So, yes, we do work with our school partners. There's oftentimes, like, our flex farm advocate. The actual operation of the system, it only takes about an hour a week to operate, but we do provide a 44 lesson plan NGSS curriculum, so the students are actually the ones doing the labor on the flex farm. So we structure it in a way where students are getting hands-on learning, they're growing a lot of fresh food, and honestly, the burden on the teacher is really limited.
At Vincent, where they have an ag focus, that seems like a really great fit. Other schools aren't going to have that kind of ag focus. It might be harder. Like, are you finding you're working with, like, science teachers or ELA? Like, who is it who jumps to the top to be, like, that liaison?
That's a really good question, and it's a wide spectrum. So we approach our operations in schools in one of two ways. One is either classroom-based, right? So it's often either at the high school level, environmental science, biology, chemistry, etc. At lower age levels in elementary and middle, it can really be in any classroom. Depends on what the teacher wants to engage with. We've had history teachers, we've had ELA teachers, all across the board. The other side of the equation is integrating it into food service. So sometimes we're growing large amounts of fresh food to actually supply the lunch line. So it's just a decision the school needs to make.
That's interesting, though. So, like, are there anecdotes in Milwaukee where that's happening?
So we have a lot of examples of that. One great location is a community partner, Northcott Neighborhood House, operates 12 flex farm units. They produce about 300 pounds of fresh food every month, and they distribute that through their food pantry network. Another example, Sherman Park Grocery Store, more of a commercial operation. They are supplying a grocery store. From a food service perspective, it really depends on each individual school district. Some people want to do it as a salad party. Some people want to put it on the lunch line. It just depends.
What kind of vegetables are we talking about that can be grown through these systems?
Yeah, so we grow a wide variety of leafy greens, so anything from lettuces, kale, mustard greens, collard greens, etc. Culinary herbs, things like Genovese basil, rosemary, parsley, dill, cilantro. Really depends on what the class wants, and that's something that's important to us as a company. We're quite crop agnostic. The only thing we really don't recommend people grow in the system are root vegetables. Things like potatoes, beets, large field crop varieties that are root vegetables that require more space than we can give them in a flex farm.
Two more questions. What are the water and electricity demands for these systems?
Yeah, everything is actually self-contained within a flex farm. So there's no external plumbing, no requirements for three-phase electrical hookup, anything like that. It plugs into your standard electrical outlet, and all of the water is maintained within the system. So we keep about 25 gallons of water in the flex farm, and it pulls 280 watts. So that's what's really cool about our technology is because the light tower is within... it's encapsulated by the plants. We can actually dial back the wattage of the bulbs to make it really energy efficient.
It's kind of like they get a suntan in there.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
How did you personally get into this line of work? Like, what was your personal professional evolution?
Yeah. So I went to the University of Iowa for environmental sciences, got my MBA right out of school, and then I worked in corporate America for 10 years in product development and product management for Brady Corporation and Pentair. And there was just something missing in my life. I went through a period of anxiety and just found that growing fresh food myself, whether it was gardening or hydroponically, just helped my own mental health and my own physical health. And I wanted to get more involved. Luckily I had a family friend who had this amazing startup, and I joined really early. And our business has scaled magnificently since that time. So we're really proud of what we've done.
Very cool. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that if anyone wants to get in touch, forkfarms.com. My email is josh.mahlik, M-A-H-L-I-K, at forkfarms.com. We'd love to have a conversation. Talk a little bit about funding sources, things like ESSER dollars, or other mechanisms for us to get you a flex farm.